WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood productivity guru. Well, at least that's what I tell myself. Ever find yourself staring at a to-do list longer than a grocery receipt after a Costco run? You know, the one with tasks glaring back at you like they're judging your entire existence? Yeah, we've all been there. Procrastination. It's the universal language of self-sabotage, the art of mastering the later game. But listen up, because today we're tackling this beast head-on. We're not just talking about beating procrastination. We're talking about switching gears and becoming masters of our own time. Ready to reclaim your day, one task at a time? Let's do it. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch those procrastination habits for good. 1. Identify your procrastination triggers. Think of procrastination as a monster with a specific weakness. Its kryptonite is understanding its triggers. What sets you off on that later journey? Is it fear of failure, overwhelming complexity, or just plain boredom? Once you pinpoint those triggers, you can start developing strategies to overcome them. You know the saying, knowing your enemy and all that jazz. It's like fighting a video game boss. You gotta understand their moves before you can beat them. 2. Break down big tasks. Ever looked at a huge project and felt like running for the hills? Yeah, me too. That's where the power of mini-tasks comes in. Instead of staring down that mountain of work, break it into smaller, more manageable chunks. Think of it as conquering Everest, one step at a time. Suddenly, those daunting tasks become less intimidating and way more achievable. You'll be surprised how much momentum you gain by just getting started with the smallest piece. 3. Create a conducive work environment. Your workspace can make or break your productivity. Picture this. You're trying to write an important email, but your phone is buzzing like a beehive, and every notification is vying for your attention. Not exactly conducive to focus, right? Find a space that minimizes distractions, whether it's a dedicated office, a quiet corner of your home, or even a local coffee shop with good vibes. 4. The power of the 2-minute rule. This one's a game changer. If a task takes less than 2 minutes to complete, do it immediately. Think replying to an email, washing a dish, or tidying up your desk. Those small wins add up and prevent those little tasks from piling up and becoming overwhelming later. It's all about maintaining momentum and building good habits. 5. Celebrate your wins. Let's be honest, self-discipline can feel like an uphill battle sometimes. So don't forget to acknowledge your victories. Whether it's finishing a tough project, sticking to your schedule for a week straight, or simply conquering that pile of laundry, celebrate those wins, big and small. You deserve it. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's got this killer project due next week. She knows she needs to get started, but instead, she finds herself scrolling through social media, rewatching that hilarious sitcom for the 5th time, and even attempting to learn the Macarena, anything but tackling her work. Sound familiar? This is classic procrastination in action, fear of failure, feeling overwhelmed, and finding easier distractions. But Sarah's not giving up. She remembers our 5 key takeaways. She identifies her triggers, fear of not meeting expectations, breaks down the project into smaller tasks, researching color palettes, sketching out layouts, writing copy, creates a dedicated workspace free from distractions, uses the 2-minute rule to tackle small things immediately, and celebrates each milestone with a little treat, like a fancy coffee or a guilt-free episode of her favorite show. By implementing these strategies, Sarah not only gets the project done, but also feels a sense of accomplishment and confidence. So remember, you don't have to be chained to procrastination. With awareness, planning, and a sprinkle of self-compassion, you can break free from those habits and achieve your goals. Think about it. What's one small step you can take today to overcome procrastination? Maybe it's identifying your biggest trigger or tackling that 2-minute task that's been looming over you. Don't forget to share your thoughts, struggles, and victories with me on social media. Let's build a community of productivity powerhouses together. Until next time, keep crushing those goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.